some really big news for the University of the Sunshine Coast Thompson Institute today. It's set to launch an $18.5 million national hub to address one of the country's most pressing mental health issues. The centre at Batinia will be the first of its kind in Australia to advocate, understand and treat post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD, which can cause debilitating symptoms. The new research centre will feature advanced neuroimaging technology, medication-based therapy rooms and long-stay clinical observation rooms. An estimated 1.4 million Australians are directly affected by PTSD, particularly veterans and first responders. Candlelight vigils are being held across the country tonight to remember the more than 27 women lost to gender-based violence this year. The May 1 gatherings are held annually to mark Domestic Violence Remembrance Day. SafeStep CEO Dr. Chelsea Tobin says we need to keep the conversation going.
The SafeStep's Candlelight Vigil is a call to action to speak up, to lift the veil on silence around domestic and family violence, and to reach out if you or someone you know needs support.
This evening's gathering in Maroochydore is from 5 p.m. on the corner of Horton Parade and Cornmeal Parade, followed by a candlelight vigil. Attendees are asked to wear a touch of purple. If you or someone you know needs help, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. Bonza has appointed administrators Hall Chadwick 15 months after its first commercial flight out of Sunshine Coast Airport to the Whitsundays. The budget airline had its fleet repossessed by creditors and cancelled flights yesterday, leaving thousands of Aussies stranded. Virgin and Jetstar have stepped in to offer free flights. Canberra has set up a hotline for those affected.